The power players of consumer finance in the 21st century will be crypto-native companies who build with blockchain technology at their core. We had an entire series of episodes that laid out that argument in a lot more detail, so check that out if you haven't already. So the bank of the future is most likely to be built by a company who truly understands decentralized technology, leverages it, and brings it to the world in a way that normies can relate to. The crypto landscape is still nascent. We're still very much in the fragmented, unbundled phase of the industry lifecycle. Beyond what Genesis Block is doing, there are signs of other companies slowly starting to bundle financial services into what could be an all-in-one bank replacement. So the key question that this series hopes to answer is which crypto company will successfully become the bank of the future? We obviously think Genesis Block is well positioned to win, but we certainly are not the only game in town. So in this series, we'll be doing analysis of who is most capable of thwarting our efforts. We'll look at categories like crypto exchanges, crypto wallets, centralized lending and borrowing services, crypto debit card companies. Each category will have its own dedicated episode. In today's episode, we're analyzing big crypto exchanges. The two we're looking at are Coinbase, the biggest American exchange, and Binance, the biggest global exchange. These are the top two exchanges in terms of Bitcoin trading volume, and they are in pole position to winning this consumer market. They each have tens of millions of users and huge war chests. So, will Coinbase or Binance become the bank of the future? Can their early success propel them to winning the broader consumer finance market? Well, let's dive in. From the Genesis Block, coming up through the clouds, working up to the top. I was always there making moves from the Genesis Block. Hey, they're gonna say my name. I was always there making moves from the Genesis Block. The most formidable exchange on the global stage is no question Binance. All signs suggest they have significantly more users and a much stronger balance sheet than Coinbase. No other exchange is executing as aggressively and relentlessly as Binance is. The cadence at which they are shipping and launching new products is nothing short of impressive. As Tushar Jain from Multicoin says, Binance is blitzscaling. Here are some of the products that they've launched in the last 18 months. Only a few are announced, but still pre-launched. Lending. Users can earn interest on their deposits. Debit card. Users can spend their crypto with a card via the swipe acquisition. Fiat on-ramp. More than 300 plus payment methods supported in more than 170 countries. Options trading. And this started mobile only and Bitcoin. Futures trading. It became a top two exchange in volume within 6 months. Margin trading can get up to 5x leverage. Be careful now. Don't gamble too hard on that. BUSD stablecoin, similar to USDC, PAX, and other USD-backed stablecoins. Staking. Users can easily earn interest on assets that have proof-of-stake blockchains. Mining pool, allowing miners to easily transfer funds between various Binance services. OTC portal, over-the-counter trading desks for those who want to make bigger trades, like some of you whales. Peer-to-peer trading. And that's for the on-ramps and off-ramps of users buying or selling crypto with their fiat. Launchpad. Crypto startups can launch their tokens via IEO, initial exchange offering, Binance Charity, and they've recently donated a lot for COVID-19 related efforts. Binance Chain, a new blockchain that powers their Binance DEX, which is the next thing. Binance DEX, a decentralized exchange. Binance Labs, the venture arm of Binance. Smart contracts on Binance Chain. Could that be an Ethereum killer? As you can see, Binance is relentless and they've shipped a ton of stuff. They are well positioned to become the crypto-powered, all-in-one, bundled solution for financial services. They already have so many of the pieces, but the key question is, can they create a cohesive, united product experience? Binance is strong, but they do have a few major weaknesses that could slow them down. Let's go through those. Number one, traders and speculators. Binance is currently very geared for speculators, traders, and financial professionals. Their bread and butter is trading, spot, margin, futures, options. Their UI is littered with depth charts, order books, candlesticks, and other financial concepts that are beyond the reach of most normal consumers. Their product today is not at all tailored for the broader consumer market. Now, given Binance's popularity and strength among the pro audience, it's unlikely that they will dumb down or simplify their product anytime soon. That would jeopardize their core business.
Binance will likely need an entirely new product or brand to go beyond the pro user crowd. And that will take time or an acquisition. So the question remains, is Binance even interested in the broader consumer market, or will they continue to focus on their core product, which is the one-stop shop for pro crypto traders? Number two, controversies and hot water. Binance has had a number of controversies. No one seems to know where they are based. So what regulatory agencies can hold them accountable? Last year, some sensitive private user data got leaked. When they announced their debit card program, they had to quickly backtrack and remove mentions of Visa quickly after. And though the police raid story proved to be untrue, there is still a lot of questions about what happened with their Shanghai office shutdown. Where there is smoke, there is often fire. If any company has had a move fast and break things attitude, it is Binance. And that attitude has served them well so far, but as they try to do business in more regulated countries like America, this will make their road much more difficult, especially in the consumer market, where trust takes a long time to earn, but can be destroyed in an instant. And this is perhaps why the Binance US product is an empty shell when compared to their main global product. Number three, disjointed product experience. Because Binance has so many different teams launching so many different services, their core product is increasingly feeling disjointed and disconnected. Many of the new features are sloppily integrated with each other. There's no cohesive product experience. This is one of the downsides of executing and shipping at their relentless pace. For example, users don't have a single wallet that shows their balances. Depending on if the user wants to do spot trading or margin or futures or savings, the user needs to constantly be shuffling and transferring their assets around from one wallet to the other. It's not a unified, frictionless, simple user experience. And this is one major downside of the move fast and break things approach. Number four, BNB token. Binance raised $15 million in a 2017 ICO by selling their BNB token. The current market cap of BNB is approaching $3 billion. Financially, this token has served them very well. However, given how BNB works, for example, their token burn, there are a lot of open questions as to how BNB will be treated with US securities laws. Their Binance US product so far is treading very lightly with its use of BNB. Their token could become a huge liability for Binance as it enters more regulated markets. Whether the crypto community likes it or not, until regulators get caught up and understand the power of decentralized technology and token economies, tokens will still be a regulatory burden, especially for anything that touches consumers. Number five, Binance Chain and their smart contract platform. Binance is launching its own smart contract platform soon. Based on compatibility choices, they have their sights aimed at the Ethereum developer community. It's unclear how easy it'll be to convince developers to move to Binance Chain. Most of the current developer energy and momentum around smart contracts is with Ethereum. Because Binance now has their own horse in the race, it's unlikely they will ever decide to leverage Ethereum's DeFi protocols. This could likely be a major strategic mistake and hubris that goes a step too far. Binance will be pushing and promoting protocols on their own platform. The major risk of being all in on their own platform is that they may miss having a seat on the Ethereum rocket ship, specifically the growth of the DeFi use cases and the enormous value that's unlocked through those networks. Integrating with Ethereum's protocols would be either admitting defeat of their own platform or competing directly against themselves. I don't believe Binance is likely to succeed with a homegrown product aimed at the consumer finance market. Their current product, which is focused heavily on professional traders and speculators and gamblers, is unlikely to become the bank of the future. If they wanted to enter the broader consumer market, I believe it's much more likely that they will acquire a company that is getting early traction. They are not afraid to make acquisitions. They've already acquired Trust Wallet, JEX, WazirX, Dapp Review, BXB, CoinMarketCap, and recently Swipe. However, never count CZ out. He is a hustler. Binance is executing so aggressively and relentlessly that they will always be on the shortlist of major contenders. The crypto native company that I believe is more likely to become the bank of the future is Coinbase. Their dominance in America could serve as a springboard to winning the West, and Binance has a stronger foothold in Asia. Coinbase has more than 30 million users. Their exchange business is a money printing machine. They have a solid reputation as it relates to compliance and working with regulators, and their CEO is a longtime member of the crypto community. They're also rumored to be going public soon. Let's look at what makes Coinbase so strong and a likely contender for winning the broader consumer finance market. Number one, different audience, different experience. Coinbase has been smart to create a unique product experience for each audience, the pro speculator crowd and the common retail user. Their simple consumer version is at Coinbase.com. That's the default. Their product for the more sophisticated traders and speculators is at Coinbase Pro, formerly GDAX. Unlike Binance, Coinbase can slowly build out the bank of the future for the broad consumer market while still having a home for their hardcore crypto traders. They aren't afraid to have different experiences for different audiences. Number two, brand and design. Coinbase has a strong product design team. Their brand is capable of going beyond the male-dominated crypto audience. Their product is clean and simple, much more consumer-friendly than Binance. It's clear they spend a lot of time thinking about their user experience, and interacting directly with crypto can sometimes be rough and raw, especially for noobs. When I was at Mainframe, we hosted a panel about crypto UX challenges at the DevCon 4 DAP Awards. Connie Yang, head of design at Coinbase, was on the panel. She was impressive. Some of their design philosophies, which we link to in our Medium post, will bode well as they push to reach the broader consumer finance market. Number three, USDC stablecoin. Coinbase, along with Circle, launched USDC. We've shared some stats about its impressive growth when we discussed DeFi. USDC is quickly becoming integrated with most DeFi protocols. So as a result, Coinbase is getting a front row seat at some of the most exciting things happening in decentralized finance. As Coinbase builds its knowledge and networks around these protocols, it could put them in a favorable position to unlock incredible value for their users. Number four, early signs of bundling. Though Coinbase has nowhere near as many products as Binance, they are slowly starting to add more financial services that may appeal to the broader market. They're now letting depositors earn interest on USDC and a few other assets like Tezos. In the UK, they're piloting a debit card. Users can now invest in crypto with dollar cost averaging. It's not much, but it's a start. You can start to see hints of a more bundled solution around financial services. Let's now look at a few things that could hold Coinbase back. Number one, slow cadence. In the fast-paced world of crypto, and especially when compared to Binance, Coinbase does not ship very many new products very often. This is perhaps their greatest weakness. Smaller, more nimble startups may run circles around them. They were smart to launch Coinbase Ventures, where they invest in early-stage startups. They can now keep an ear to the ground on innovation. Perhaps their cadence is normal for a company of their size, but the Binance pace creates quite the contrast. Number two, lack of innovation. When you consider the previous point, slow cadence, it's unclear if Coinbase is capable of building and launching new products that are built internally. Most of their new products have come through acquisitions. Their Earn.com acquisition is what led to their Earn educational product. Their acquisition of Xapo helped bolster their institutional custody offering. They acqui-hired a team to help launch their staking infrastructure. Their acquisition of Cypher Browser became an important part of Coinbase Wallet. And recently they acquired Tagomi, a crypto prime brokerage. Perhaps most of Coinbase's team is just focused on improving their golden goose, their exchange business. It's unclear, but the jury is still out on if they can successfully innovate internally and launch any homegrown products. Number three, talent exodus. There have been numerous reports of executive turmoil at Coinbase. It raises a lot of questions about company culture and vision. Some of the executives who departed include former COO, former CTO, VP and GM, VP of engineering, VP of product, many others that we've mentioned on the Medium post. Many of these folks didn't stay with Coinbase very long. We don't know exactly why it's happening, but when you consider a few of my first points, slow cadence, lack of innovation, you have to wonder if it's all related. Number four, institutional focus. As a company, Genesis Block, we are a Coinbase client. We love their institutional offering. It's clear they've been investing a lot in this area. A recent Coinbase blog post made it clear that this has been a focus. Quote, over the past 12 months, Coinbase has been laser focused on building out the types of features and services that our institutional customers need. Their Tagomi acquisition only reinforced this focus. And perhaps this is why their consumer product has felt so neglected. They've been heavily investing in their institutional services since May of 2018. For a company that's getting very close to an IPO, it makes sense that they'd focus on areas that present strong revenue opportunities as they do with institutional clients. Even for big companies like Coinbase, it's hard to have a split focus. If they are laser focused on institutional audience, it's unlikely they'll be launching any major consumer products anytime soon. At Genesis Block, we are proud to be working with Coinbase. They are a fantastic company. However, I don't believe that they'll succeed in building their own product for the broader consumer finance market. While they have incredible design, there are no signs that they are focused on or capable of internally building this type of product. Similar to Binance, and based on their own history, I think it's far more likely that Coinbase acquires a promising young startup with strong growth than it is that they build it themselves. Other US-based exchanges worth mentioning are Kraken, Gemini, and Bittrex. So far, we've seen very few signs that any of them will aggressively attack broader consumer finance. Most are going in the way of Binance, listing more assets, adding more pro tools like margin and futures trading, and many, like Coinbase, are trying to attract more institutional customers. For example, Gemini with their custody product. Coinbase and Binance have huge war chests and massive reach. And for that alone, they should always be considered possible contenders or competitors to Genesis Block. However, their products are very different than the product we're building, and their approach is different as well. They are trying to educate and onboard people into crypto. At Genesis Block, we believe the masses shouldn't need to know or care about it. We did an entire series about this called Spreading Crypto. Most everyone in the world needs banking, whether it be to borrow, spend, invest, earn interest, etc. Not everyone needs a crypto exchange. For non-crypto consumers, which is the mass market, by the way, the differences between a bank and a crypto exchange are immense. Companies like Binance and Coinbase make a lot of money on their crypto exchange business. It would be really difficult, gutsy, and risky for any of them to completely change their narrative, the messaging, their product, to focus on the broader consumer market. I don't believe they would ever risk biting the hand that feeds them. In summary, as it relates to a digital bank aimed at the mass market, I believe both Coinbase and Binance are much more likely to acquire a startup in this space than they are to build it themselves. And I think they would want to keep the brand and product distinct and separate from their core crypto exchange business. So back to the original question, is Coinbase and Binance a threat to Genesis Block? Not really, not today, but they could be, and for that, we want to stay close to them. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Our next episode will continue with the series, Crypto Banking Wars. We'll explore what crypto native company has the best shot at becoming the bank of the future. And if you haven't already subscribed to our social channels, I don't know what to tell you, but you need to. Go to genesisblock.com/follow to find those links. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you know the drill. There's a logo right over there in that corner. Smash that subscribe button. All right, thanks everybody. We'll see you next time.